This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Don Utley is a right-of-way coordinator, general foreman, arborist, and all sorts of other titles that are too long to fit on the business card for Douglas Electric Cooperative. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, glad to be here, Kyle.
So you guys are still having the same issue we talked about really last year, and I think we talked about it initially ahead of the big snowstorm, and then the issue was really magnified during the end of February, early March snowstorm. But it's all these trees that are just coming down in the rural areas.
Correct.
Yeah, tell us about what you're running into out there.
Well, obviously from what you're talking about of the February storm, so what we have out there is a lot of damage to trees, and that's what we're experiencing through all summer long, trying to get in there, initiate crews to go in and take out damaged trees that never really had a chance to even that come back up from when they were held down by the snow itself. So we have a lot of oak trees, fir trees, that sort, that are kind of hanging into our right-of-way. A lot of these trees are coming from the outside of the right-of-way. So being able to go in and remove these is what we're trying to do right now.
And doesn't some of this go back a little further to kind of the drought situation? And a lot of these trees, you know, because they're in rural areas, they get whatever irrigation comes out of the sky, and that's it.
That is correct. You know, you obviously seen that we still have a lot of these dying firs out there. That's created a big problem. We are doing the best that we can as far as expanding our right-of-way program, putting on an extra crew to go out and try to do what we can to remove these dead trees. What we're finding out there is that as we move along, as again through the summertime, some of these trees have just been poking out into the right-of-way. So as we have gone into wintertime here, what we have now is that all the rain and everything, the precipitation has loosened up all of our ground. We have these trees coming over.
Wow. So, and of course, when they come down and they land on power lines and the power goes out, and you have to deal with that, and people have to deal with without having power for at least a while.
Correct.
So what can people do, especially if they live out in these rural areas in the Douglas Electric Cooperative area, which covers much, almost all of the real rural areas? What can they do on their property to sort of be proactive?
Well, being proactive with our consumers and area, they have already been doing. They call us. They see some trees that are leaning over or that have not recovered from the storm itself. We get a lot of calls from our consumers. They're very helpful, and we go out, we assess the situation, and put crews on it and try to get them removed as quick as we possibly can. The consumers themselves is just look at their properties, look at their lines. It helps us a lot. With the more information we get from them, the more we're able to go out there and help them as much as we possibly can.
And of course, people see, whether it's in rural areas or here in the city with Pacific Power, you see crews go around sometimes and do a little trimming of trees to get them out of the power lines and all of that. People are used to that. But when I probably particularly in rural areas, but maybe even in the city as well for Pacific, when you've got trees that are over off of the right-of-way, then that complicates the process.
It does complicate the process. We have a certain footage that we go by, but now we're having to expand that outside of the right-of-way itself, trying to prioritize that and look at these trees more along our main lines and trying to keep that clear so that we can, you know, be able to, you know, sufficiently cut these trees down and also keep the power back on.
And in these rural areas, especially where you've got large acre parcels, I would imagine sometimes if you've got to contact the property owner based on where the trees are and all of that, then you've got to figure out exactly, well, who owns this property and do they live out here? And sometimes they just have property and live somewhere else, things like that.
We run into that quite often. You know, we get a lot of help from our office and everything in through there to be able to make consumer contacts. And we don't have a whole lot of problems with getting a hold of them. And most of our consumers are pretty reasonable. They help us a lot, allowing us to do what we need to do. They realize that, you know, the other thing is that we're running into, you know, fire, you know, and we have to pay particular attention to that, too, for summer times.
You You know, it's interesting that we're in February. Here we are basically 11 months from that whole big storm that everybody still talks about. And I was just in a conversation with somebody yesterday about that, talking about, you know, having 14 inches of snow and no power for a couple weeks out in a rural area. What was it like during that time to be out working on that?
It was probably chaos for a while. You know, we have a very professional team in there at Douglas Electric, and they gathered around and they worked really hard. Them guys did a fantastic job, and it was the first three days trying to get a ball rolling, which it didn't take too long to get that ball rolling. Of course, we had a lot of help come in. Construction guys came in and helped us out. And, you know, we just kept moving forward. And even if it got discouraging through the weather and everything, the guys, they just kept going. And, you know, in 28 days, we actually had most power, 90-some-odd% of our power back on.
And I know out towards Elkton, I mean, it was like starting over as if there had never been power.
You know, we took a trip on flying on a helicopter, and it was very discouraging to see all that devastation out there and trying to make a plan of attack and attacking and going ahead on it. And, yeah, it was pretty scary seeing all that out there.
Well, it was a historical level of snow.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was, other than the one lone forecaster, who we interviewed later, nobody saw it coming like it panned out.
No, nobody saw it coming either, and hopefully we don't see that again.
Yeah, there you go. For people, again, in these rural areas, if they do see trees that are kind of heading towards your power poles, what's the best way to get a hold of you and all that?
Sure, just call in at the Douglas Electric phone number there. It's 541-673-6616, and they can get a hold of myself in there, and they'll get a message to me, and we'll get back in contact with you.
All right, Don Utley, right away coordinator, general foreman, arborist, and hard worker of all trades.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for coming in this morning. 8:38 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.